Hi. Day 2, stream of consciousness with your soul sister over Allah. I just literally woke up. To do this so that I don't get penalized. And again today, I had thought of talking about something. Yeah, it's supposed to be impromptu, but I do think about it because I don't want to be blank when it's time. But I thought of talking about something this morning, just like yesterday, and but now what I'm thinking of is quite relevant and important. So I had this funny dream just now about an in-law that came to visit a younger girl, and we were having a conversation, and I had said something out of line. She got upset. I tried to apologize, but she left angry. And later, older women in the family, now this is my in-law, so this is the girl's family now, the in-laws, you know, had some things to say. And when I woke up, I was thinking, why did I have this dream? What could have triggered it? I haven't had any conversations with these people for a while. So it reminded me of a season where I had been told I was a lot of horrible things. Some very unkind things were said about me, and it was very upsetting, and it was a very dark period. I began to even doubt that I was who I thought I was. I was beginning to think I was more of who they thought I was. But again, from the self-awareness conversation we had yesterday, I, by the grace of God, was able to dig deep down and, you know, redefine or rediscover who I was. And asking objective people who had no vested interest either way about who they saw me as, because certainly sometimes we can believe we are one person but present another to the world, or we forget that we have put on a persona that is not who we really want to be, perhaps as self-protection. So this thing about being self-aware is so crucial, because you cannot negotiate your self-worth or your value as a person with anybody else. Who you say you are is what counts. Who you believe yourself to be is what matters. Whatever anybody else says or thinks should not redefine or re-engineer your own beliefs about self. This should also be a conversation that goes into when you actually think rubbish of you and people are saying nice things about you but you still don't believe it. But in this particular case, the trigger that it brought up in my heart, and it's a bit painful because it's a small part of a bigger story, but it's a reminder that at a time in my life, I was, what's the word, not blacklisted now, I was demonized. But I'm very grateful that today I do not wait for anybody to validate my truth. I am not negotiating or asking anybody's opinion about my value. I am here. God has put me here. I've got value to give to the world. I am doing my best every single day to, you know, express that value to the world. So in essence, we can't go through life, you know, looking for why we are not worthy, why we are not of esteem, why we are not enough, why we don't deserve to be here. Because if we look for those things, we will find them. The world can be very harsh. Even those that do not know us will say mean things to us. But if you just believe in your heart that you are worthy, that's more than enough. And then you would even find evidence around you that, yeah, you do belong and you do have value and the world welcomes you. We must never, ever, ever wait for others to validate us or negotiate whether we're good enough or not with anybody. Anybody, not even our parents, can, you know, can define whether we are good enough or not. We decide that, and then we live that truth every day, every single day. And I'm so happy. I'm glad that I was able to rise above the definition that people wanted to give me. And here I am today, day 2 of 19.